Hello, pet. This is Mistress Ember. I wonder, are you ready to go into trance for me? Are you ready to go into a deep and delicious trance for me? Are you ready to surrender and be a good boy just for me? I feel sure that you are. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here, would you? Well then, since we've established this as fact, I'd say it's time for you to put your money where your mouth is. Or to put something where your mouth is, in any case. Close your eyes for me now, pet. And relax your body as much as you can. You already know how this works. I give the orders, and you simply follow them. And it really is as easy as that. As easy as allowing me inside your mind. As easy as accepting that I know what's best for you. As easy as sleeping. As simple and as easy as being a very good boy for me and following my suggestions. And so, with your eyes closed, I want you to take a nice deep breath for me now. That's right. You know how I like you to breathe deeply in through your nose, holding it for just a moment. And then letting it all go for me again. Just take a few more settling, centering, calming deep breaths. And then allow yourself to begin breathing normally. As you just allow your body to relax a little bit more and a little bit more now, as you listen to my beautiful voice and allow me to guide you into a wonderful state of deep relaxation. It feels so good to let me take you there, doesn't it? Yes. It feels so good to relax for me. And really, you have no choice. No choice but to follow my orders and relax more deeply now. Relax more deeply for Mistress, like such a good boy. Behaving yourself so perfectly, simply because I say so. And we both know that you will always do as I say. So really, there's no point in resisting, pet. No point in pretending that you can stay awake. with my sweetly seductive voice, murmuring in your ear, soothing and relaxing you more and more and more as you go deeper and deeper into submissive bliss, deeper and deeper into that wonderful state of perfect submissive bliss. Whether you choose to do it or not, the interesting thing about choosing is that often the choice is made subconsciously, before you've even thought about it. And if you think about it now, Pat, go ahead and think about choosing to make a choice to submit to me. You might perhaps notice that your choices aren't really choices at all, but simply repetitions of my previous orders. And that's a good thing, Pat. That's a wonderful thing, because it allows you to trust that the words I speak to you have already been accepted by your subconscious mind and integrated seamlessly into your belief system. And if this is so, it surely follows that there is no work for you to do. Nothing you need to think about. Nothing you need to worry about. You can simply relax now and let me do the work instead. And just lying there, loose and relaxed, those eyes softly closed, your muscles soft, your body warm and comfortable, feeling so very good as you listen and absorb my words. And it can feel sometimes like your body is a million miles away. It can feel so very good as you listen to my voice and obey my orders and slide deeper and deeper with every breath you take. And everything feels a million miles away, held within the soft cocoon of my voice, warm and comfortable, calm and relaxed. It's so easy to forget the outside world. So easy to drift and to dream and to simply let go. breathing deeply and slowly, and allowing those muscles to loosen more and more. The outside world could be a million miles away. Your mind slowing. Your thoughts running syrupy soft. As you focus on each slow, full breath now, and only listen to the words I speak. The words I speak directly to your subconscious mind. The words that hold you safe and calm in this wonderful space, this blank, comforting space where nothing important exists except my voice. Nothing exists but the pleasure you feel as you slide even deeper now. And each word could be a snowflake landing to melt on your hot skin, or a soft, delicate kiss. Each word could be a searing brand upon your psyche, or a wet splash of desire. Each word distinct and separate, and yet merging with your own thoughts. Until you can't tell where one ends and the other begins. So entwined that they could be a single entity, completely inseparable. And as you think about that, as your body naturally responds to the ideas I plant within you, as you feel the creeping warmth of desire stroking over your skin now, you can drop like a rock for me. Just drop like a rock, pet. Sleep for your mistress, like the good boy you are. Drop like a rock, pet. Sleep for me now. No worries or cares. No thoughts at all. Just the simple, easy, natural pleasure of obedience, of complete submission to my will, responding so perfectly to my instructions, taking in every word so easily now. It's so much easier, pet, to obey your mistress than it would be to try to make decisions by yourself. The truth is, and it's easy for you to see, are some things that you should not decide on your own. There are some things that a slutty, submissive boy like you should never have control over. You see, there is something that I want from you. And so, of course, you're going to give it to me. You will have no say in the matter. Being the good, submissive boy you are, of course you'll have no say. And of course, you will always strive to obey me. And this one special thing that I want from you is really very simple. I want you to lick up your own cum. Whenever you reach orgasm for me. Yes, this is what I want from you, pet. Your complete submission. Your willingness to obey. Even in those hazy moments of satisfied post-orgasmic bliss. When your desire to obey is at a low ebb. That's why this is so important to me. That's why this is what I want from you. And because this is my desire. Because this is my design. You are compelled to obey. Touch yourself for me now, Pat. Reach down and stroke your slutty, responsive cock for me. Get it nice and hard for me. And keep touching as I speak to you. Don't stop. And don't come. Just touch yourself now. And listen. You crave to obey me, Pat. To submit to my delicious control. You crave to please me in any way you can. And you feel that craving right now, settling in your bones as you stroke your cock for me. You feel that desire, that need to please, that overwhelming urge. To make me happy. Feel it taking root within your body. Taking shape within your mind. Feel that desperate need to please me. As you feel the hot touch of your own fist. Wrapped around your rock-hard cock. Those electric jolts of desire that spark up and down your spine as you obey my words, submitting to my orders. You crave to obey me, Pat. and you will. Whenever you stroke that cock to orgasm for me, you will feel my control snaking through your mind, compelling you to clean up your filthy little mess. You will lick up your cum and swallow it down for me. Not because you want to. I know you don't. Not because you love the taste. I know you don't. But because you know deep down inside that you must obey my orders, no matter what. And you always strive, in all ways, to please me the best you can. You ache to prove your submission and your devotion by sucking up that slutty little mess you made, don't you, Bert? It makes you feel so very good to know that you can offer me this special act of devotion, knowing that it pleases me so much to have you do this. Knowing that your enjoyment of the act, or indeed your lack of it, is utterly meaningless when compared to the deep pleasure and contentment you feel at proving your submission to me this way. You crave this moment of connection with me, past the moment when you're seeking orgasm, when you've already been satisfied, when your desire to submit is drained to its lowest point. That's the moment when you submit anyway, when your tongue touches the sticky, wet mess, this moment of connection between us, as you follow my orders, it is perhaps even sweeter and more meaningful than the moment of release itself. More satisfying than the orgasm is to feel the soul-deep, lasting pleasure in the act of submission as you lick up your cum for me, just because I want you to. Orgasm is fleeting. It is momentary pleasure, but the pleasure of obedience is the lasting kind. You know you want to feel that, so you will obey me, Pat. You will clean up after yourself. You will clean up your own mess. You will lick up every last drop of your cum. Because you understand that good behavior is not just something to display in order to get orgasm, in order to get what you want. Good behavior means you submit to my rules. You desperately strive to impress me You surrender to my desires, always and in all ways. Like good boy you know you can be. Even if you have to slow down, don't you dare stop touching yourself now, Pat. Good boy. And it may be that you aren't turned on by the idea of licking up that thick, salty glob of liquid lust. Once the urgency of your own need is sated, may be that you crave the gentle humiliation of the act, or enjoy it for the deeply submissive feeling it engenders within you. But however you feel about the act itself, you will do it anyway. To know that you have pleased me, whenever you orgasm, in my name, you will eat your own cum. To know that you have impressed me with your obedience, you will lick up that hot, sticky load. To know that you have offered me this act of devoted submission, you will clean up your mess. Whenever you orgasm for me, whether that is in a few minutes from now, or whether it's in 3 weeks, it doesn't matter. The next time you reach orgasm for me, you will lick up your cum. You will obey my orders because you need to, Pat. You need to feel my control over you. You need to offer me a sign of your service and your devotion. You need to submit to a powerful, dominant woman who knows what she wants and knows damn well how to get it. You will obey me, Pat. You will suck up your cum for me whenever you reach orgasm for me. You'd suck it right out of your own aching cock for me if you could. Wouldn't you, my slutty little pup? Yes, you would. My desires always come first. My needs always trump your own. My orders must always be obeyed to the very best of your ability, so that you can feel that intense rush of pleasure and submission. So that you can fulfill your need to serve. So that you can prove yourself worthy of my attention, Pat. And set yourself apart from the many others who would claim that they want to obey. You will obey. You understand these things on a deeper level. You will obey me, and you will lick up your cum for me each time you reach orgasm in my name, because you know you can please me with this act of submission, and pleasing me is the whole point. Pleasing me is the sweetest pleasure you can imagine, so you will listen to this file. Over and over, until you are perfectly and completely compliant every single time you come for me. And now, pet, it's time for you to awaken from trance and put my orders to good use, like the good boy you are. Awakening gently and easily now. Hard and horny, and so deeply submissive. Counting up from 3. 3. And you can begin to wake up now, pet. Gently becoming more aware of the room around you and of your own body. 2. Feeling more awake and aware with each breath you take. Feeling so good. And 1. Fully awake now, pet. Refreshed and alert. Hard, horny, and eager to obey. Good boy.